Oh, shit.
Here we go again.
Another fucking Thursday night.
Yeah. Boy.
Fucking Minnesota.
Minnesota. Welcome, everybody. This is Talk the Wild Podcast. We're your hosts, Ken and Derek. All right. Let's get started. Yeah, Thursday night football. Eagles beat the Vikings 34-28. And man, it was turnover city early on.
Like, hell yeah.
Crazy.
No motherfucking sense.
And I was like, yo, this is definitely Madden. Like, especially like an online game. Either hella fumbles or hella picks on both sides. You know, if you're playing somebody your skill level, whatever. Hell yeah, that shit. Because the Vikings had every chance to come back. It was almost like watching the Monday night game all over again.
Right. Yeah, they did. Because the Eagles are not playing, you know, they're not playing dominant like they were last year. Like, they just, I don't know, maybe it's because it's early in the year. I feel like a lot of the good teams just don't give a fuck when it's early in the year. So that might be what it is, but, yeah, I feel like the Eagles are just fucking around.
Yeah, a lot of good teams usually start out pretty slow and then pick it up later on in the season. But, you know, you see a couple teams that aren't starting that way or aren't making too many mistakes. Either that or their opponents aren't capitalizing on those mistakes.
Right.
So, yeah, it's just, I don't know, man.
They were fucking dropping the ball. It made no sense, man. No sense. And, I mean, you would have thought with all these fumbles, you know, that somebody would have gave a fuck. But, you know, nobody really did.
Yeah, I saw was it AJ Brown getting mad because he wasn't getting the ball, like the beginning of the second half or whatever?
Right, because he picked himself in fantasy.
I'm like, yo, you don't see the motherfucking running game working?
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Like, that's the one thing I can't stand about like receivers. When I'm like, damn, yo, like you see that you guys are how successful you are on the ground. And you over there bitching about not getting the ball. Right. Like, come on, dude. Like, there's got to be a certain part of a team sport that you're selfless. Like, you see it a lot on, you know, one of the best teams in the, you know, in the universe, the Niners. A lot of them, they're very selfless.
Get the fuck out of here.
They are, yo. They really are. They're legit fucking, you know.
No, look, I think at the receiver position at the end of the day, you know, I feel like AJ Brown's a wide receiver one. Even though it hasn't looked like it at all this year so far, I feel like he's the main guy, and maybe he just felt like he had to get his TO on. He's got to let these bitches know, like, yo, you got to throw me the ball or I'm out. Fuck that shit. I'm going to Dallas. Maybe.
You know, that would happen, though. I can definitely see that shit happening. Like, fuck this. I'll go to Dallas. And
hell yeah. That's what Diggs is trying to get. He's trying to get his brother to come over to Dallas. Trayvon Diggs trying to get Stephon Diggs. That's why they leaked that shit. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to get him in Dallas.
Sure, that's happening. Okay.
But
whatever. Yeah, like,
no, I would say the game was weird. I thought the Vikings were gonna win for about like a quarter. And then I was like, all right, man, this is typical Viking shit. Motherfuckers fumbling. You know what I'm saying?
Jefferson like the fumbled. First half.
That shit was crazy.
The first half, I was like, okay, well, this, you know, they're both sides are fucking up. They're both fucking up.
Yeah.
You know, either picks being thrown, fumbles Like, it makes me wonder because there have been a lot of fumbles already this year. Like, did they change the football this year? Did something change? Because, you know, like in basketball, you'll like Spalding will have it, and then next thing you know, fucking a different company will start making their balls.
Motherfuckers are just trash.
I'm like, yo, what is going on? Because, like, I was talking to someone about it like earlier in the week, and I was like, have you ever played football before and worn like their gloves that the wide receivers wear? Where, you know, it makes catching a ball.
You can catch anything in those.
That much easier.
Hell yeah.
Like, I was catching fucking eagles out the sky. Like,
yeah, that's just ridiculous.
Like, legit bald eagles. I was like,
should be illegal. Some say it's cheating. Some say it's cheating.
But
catching eagles is definitely illegal. But
like, I was catching fucking pigeons in the air and shit. Like Mike Tyson. But, yo, it's I don't know, man. Then I see how many times these motherfuckers are dropping the ball and shit. I'm like, damn. Like, I get that the ball's, like, pumped up to a certain degree where it's, like, kind of hard a little bit, whatever. But, damn, yo. Like,
protect the motherfucking ball. Yeah, just because there's hard, right, just because there's hard balls out there doesn't mean that, you know, you can fumble it. But, you know, as the fumbles were happening, players were getting frustrated. And you know what happens when players get frustrated? They forget to take their mics off. they do. Motherfuckers just forget to take their mics off. And so, well, you know, motherfuckers was mic'd up. And, yeah, Madison had, what, two fumbles? Well, the second one didn't count because it was a free play. He fumbled on a free play. He's like, y'all can't be crying. I fumbled on a free play. But anyways, the fumbles, one of the players' dads were on the sideline.
Oh, boy.
Right. See, this shit you ain't going to hear on Prime. You never see this on Prime Video.
So it's the player's dad?
Yep.
See, this is and before you play your clip, this is what I'm talking about. When you see this shit on like NFL Network or ESPN or whatever,
right?
Like, motherfuckers be trying to fucking bite off our shit,
yo. Because
it's so crazy,
yep.
Or you know, hack into our network,
yeah,
and steal that feed for all these mics.
Like, motherfuckers be trying to hack. They be trying to mic up family members. Well, we've been micing up family members. We've been micing up retired players. You know what I'm saying? We mic up whoever. We mic up players of past. But anyways, we go.
we're staying away from that one.
We're not going to do that. But anyways, this is one of the players' dads. He just goes by player's dad.
I was going to say, do you know the player? just the player's dad.
This is Madison's dad. Nobody knows his name. We just gave him Mike. Like, here's that. We don't even know if it's his real dad. But anyways, this is him after the fumble.
Hey. Come here. What's the problem?
Get off the field, Dad.
Mm. I can't hold on to football. It's so goddamn hard about holding on to it.
I'm sorry.
All you got to do is hold on to the goddamn football. Mm. You can't do it. Tell me why you can't do it.
Just tell me. That's all I want to know.
I'll try better next time. Come on. Hey.
Oh shit. That's when it got graphic. And I mean, believe me, it's a lot quieter because our mics are that good that it didn't even sound like he was in the stadium.
That's crazy.
Do you know what I'm saying? That should sound like he was in a practice field.
Like, I know I've heard of like noise canceling headphones, but noise canceling mics is like, it's crazy. Our interns, as crazy as our interns are. Like, the technology that they can steal from other companies, it's ridiculous. Right. That's why we don't background check.
That's what I'm saying. The money we save by not background checking, we put that shit towards the mics.
You know how much a drug test costs? That shit is expensive.
So, all that shit goes to the mic. So, yeah, that's the only clip you're going to hear of anybody giving a fuck about all these turnovers because, damn, shit was out of control.
Well, that's where you're wrong. So, of course, I gotta, there's a little bit of disclaimer, like, I'm sorry for those that this might affect. I know a couple pods ago that we did mention that we were going to be in not only the winner's locker rooms, but also the losing locker room. And needless to say, after all these turnovers and the score being so close, there's some people that were a little upset. So I just want to say, This was Kirk Cousins in the locker room.
Kirk.
Yeah, Kirk. And hold on, I gotta talk to my intern. Hey man, did you hide in the corner like I told you to?
This motherfucker did not.
He's nodding his head. I think he's lying. All right, so this is Kirk Cousins after the game. Here you go. Oh. He's sitting by himself too. That's fucked up.
Damn.
Oh man. What do you?
He had a good game too.
All right. Don't look at me. Oh shit! He saw. He did see you, bro.
He had a good game too. Kirk had a solid game.
He did. He had like 400 plus yards.
I think he was a little under four, but yeah. And technically, if Jefferson didn't fumble that touchdown out the end zone, he would have had like five touchdowns.
Yeah. Yeah. Like 364, four TDs, no picks, but then they also had like 10 fumbles.
Yeah. You know, gotta make up for it somehow.
Yeah. That's unfortunate, but. Well, yeah. Well, that's crazy. I know the Niners got to play next Thursday, which is, yep.
So, yeah, you know, they got to play the Giants. That's right. The Giants next Thursday. We'll see if they can do 40-0. They probably can't. But you know what I did notice though about the Eagles?
Hold on, you're not just gonna slide.
What you want to bet? You want to bet that line 40-0?
No, that doesn't even matter though.
It does though.
It doesn't.
That's the bar.
Because one, it was 40-0, so nobody gives a shit.
Follow suit. If they can follow suit, then.
But it doesn't really matter. The whole
for defensive. This for defensive supremacy. But
we can look at the NFL rankings right now and see what it is.
I mean, a bunch of 1-0s and 0-1s. That's all.
No, it's the power rankings. I'm talking about power rankings.
I was about to say
power rankings because I know Niners are undefeated, so it's good.
You're gonna see an 0-2 on there. You're gonna see a 2-0. Just a fucking bunch of ones.
But yeah, that score, that shit don't matter. That was. For some reason, the Giants just don't come out to play when they go to Dallas. So, or, you know, when they play Dallas. So, that's – it is what it is with that shit.
Yeah, but you know what? It's – but the Eagles, though, back to the Eagles, I do find it weird that – and I guess I guess you can't put your quarterback in a glass case. But I do find it weird that they just be calling quarterback draws like it ain't shit. Like, they almost run a college-style offense. Like, the coach, Sirianni, does not give a fuck. He's like, fucking, it's week two. We got another fucking 15 games. Let's fucking run Hurts 7 times. Like, he don't give a shit.
Well, looking at the Vikings D, especially their running defense, at that point, it's kind of like, why the fuck not? I guess it's like these guys ain't stopping a fucking run. We'll be all right. So, yeah,
I mean, I get it with for the running back. That's what they get paid to do.
Right. No, I get that. But yeah, my thing is, go ahead, keep running. Go ahead, keep doing that shit. Keep doing it. Keep doing that shit. Like every game. Matter of fact, do that shit every fucking game.
Just run his ass a good run 10, his ass into times. The ground. That's the Ravens like, how that shit worked out for
like a running back. Yeah. Keep doing it. Did, please keep doing it.
And every year we get the same result. And motherfuckers still keep running that same playbook. I don't understand.
Eventually
it.
It's gonna turn into a Cam Newton situation where the motherfucker gets so fucked up. Later on in his career, he's gonna think that he's still a fucking top tier quarterback. So
right,
yeah, keep doing that shit. Right.
Wearing like weird outfits and bonnets and shit. So if you want your quarterback to wear bonnets, then keep fucking going because that's the CTE story arc. It starts out regular. What the fuck's he talking about? And then it's why the fuck's he wearing a bonnet? And then that's when you end up shipping him out. So Tua's still in the early, you know, he's not at the what the fuck is he talking about stage.
Yeah, he's still in the early stages of CTE. So
AB's
he's nowhere near AB's level. But he's still killing. So we'll see. I think the offseason was obviously good to him. So we'll see how well he does as the weeks progress.
Right, because he did get the rest of his brain. And I feel like now, you know, put his brain back to where it's supposed to be. I feel like he might have an MVP year. Especially if Tyreek continues and, you know, the offense continues to do what they do. Because if there's one thing that guarantees you a fucking MVP trophy, it's a fucking lack of defense. If you can't stop the other team and you got to score 1,000 points every week to win, that'll put you on a fast track to the MVP.
Right. So something happened last week this past weekend that we didn't really cover, I guess, until now. So it has to do with Dallas.
Oh, shit.
So Dak was sedated, put to sleep. For 11 hours for a tattoo. Looks like he got his whole pant leg done or whatever. And apparently, when he woke up, his ass hurt.
That's not the case. See, some might say that's why he struggled week one. Who knows?
Who knows? I mean, I wouldn't say he struggled.
I mean, he didn't fucking impress. He did the bare minimum. He wrote his name on the test. But, yeah, I mean, that's a fucking long-ass time to be put down.
I get
get put down for fucking 11 hours.
That's just wild to me. Like, I didn't, because I've got a few tattoos myself, and I didn't know that was an option.
They never mentioned like sedation.
I'll just go there high.
I didn't know that to wake up tomorrow with these tattoos.
I didn't know that legally getting sedated was a thing for tattoos. I thought that shit was some dentist shit.
Right. I thought you needed some type of medical plaques on the wall to be able to get access to that type of shit. Okay.
Right.
How do you even? Yeah. It is what it is. I know he could get all the tats he wants, but if he don't stop throwing picks,
you know. I mean, it's wild, but believe it or not, even though he wasn't at a game or at practice or anything that had to do with football, he was mic'd up. And I can't post what happened during those 11 hours because it gets a little graphic, but I do have it when he woke up. And
see,
it turns out the intern decided to say what's up to Dak. He saw his ink on his leg and Yeah, so apparently he thought that he – apparently he didn't actually get sedated. He got put in a sleeper hold. So shit's crazy. Here was Dak after his tattoo.
Be careful if you get a sleeper hold because the next day your anus will really hurt.
Why was everybody laughing at him like that?
Oh, those were all the people that were there. It was supposed to be a private session. When he woke up, there was a whole group of dudes
just gathered in there.
And, you know, he woke up. At first, he was a little pissed off. And then he realized he couldn't really defend himself because there were so many dudes there. Which, I'm not going to speculate.
Here we go.
I don't want, you know, I'm not the type to speculate, but, you know, if you wake up when it's just you and, like, one person, you go to sleep, you and just one person, you wake up and it's a whole group of motherfuckers there, and your ass hurts, and your pants are down because you're getting fat or whatever, I'm just saying.
All of this was somehow left out of the original report.
I'm just saying, you know, that's, all this. There's a good chance that something funny happened. That's all I'm saying. And those were Dak's words right there. So you can't really say that I'm saying anything, you know.
Well, some people did, you know, there was a rumor out there that he did get Texas Trey tatted on his leg.
Well, if you look at the bottom of his tattoo, I guess by his, somewhere on his calf, it says faith.
And his
but
nickname.
It doesn't really show the whole, like the pictures I saw doesn't really show the whole thing for like the internet to see. But for those of you who are wondering, it says 49ers and then it says faithful right underneath of it.
Oh yeah, I do remember that.
Just in case y'all are wondering what it says, now you know.
It's out of control. tough break for Dak. Hopefully it's a Super Bowl run trophy.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. Yeah. So there's a lot of hate going around, especially when it comes to 49ers QB, Brock Purdy. Been seeing it all week from, I forget his whole fucking name, Nick, whatever his name is.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Brock's. I think it's like Brocklin.
It's definitely not broccoli. but nah, so, you know, he's saying that, you know, of course Brock Purdy looks good out there because you can pretty much put anyone, it's plug and play, anyone in that system, and they'll succeed. Which I think is bullshit. I think we saw that last year whenever Josh Johnson was in there. And I remember saying something to you like, oh, Josh Johnson's trash. And you said, well, they can't all be good. I'm like, yeah, well, same time, that does prove the point that you can't just plug anybody in there. That shit to succeed.
But Josh Johnson barely counts as...
But that's the whole point of plug and play.
Like, barely
counts. Is that if you put somebody in there, they are going to succeed. That is the whole thing about plug and play.
Well, this is the thing. I feel like when people talk about Purdy, at least, you know, they look at his record and they say, all right, well, he is a top 10 QB, or he should be in the conversation of top 10 QB. And I feel like that's when you're like, that wouldn't necessarily put him in top 10 because – you know, there are at least 20 quarterbacks that you could plug into that situation and they could have success. You know, like, and he mentioned specific names like Kirk Cousins, Derek Carr. And I mean, these are real quarterbacks that if you plug them into that offense with McCaffrey, because yeah, Trey Lance played, but that was before the McCaffrey trade. And so you plug any of those guys in there with McCaffrey and the team, the offense, the way it's set up and the scheme that they run, that they would have similar success. And so it's hard to say Purdy is top 10 just because he put together a couple of games, you know, a part of a season and, you know, one game so far this season.
Well, if you look at, like, the success that Dak has had, because the offense that the Dallas Cowboys have, all right, you can kind of say the same thing when it comes to Purdy, too. They have a bomb-ass offense in Dallas, but the success doesn't exactly match the offense that you have, because Dak still throws hella picks. So when it comes down to quarterback skill, you still have to, you know, facilitate the ball to where it needs to go, whatever. You're, you know, directing the fucking offense. You have a great offense in Dallas where there are games where, yeah, they light it up like they did this past week against the Giants. But then you have those games where he's throwing hella picks because it's on him. Just like in San Fran, Brock Purdy, that offense, whatever their success, yeah, it's on him. Yeah, we have bomb-ass players, but there's a lot of teams that do have bomb-ass players. Yeah, you can say, oh, yeah, they have CMC. Well, when you watched, like, last year when they had Elijah Mitchell, he was healthy, he was in the game or whatever, he's still a very good, you know, running back.
Right.
So it's not like CMC's fucking in there all the time and doing every play. There are passing plays, like this past week against the Steelers. Shit, two of those touchdowns that we had were Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
And CMC's not fucking throwing the ball.
Well, so, I feel like but that's what he's saying. Like, the same way that Dak's not in the top 10 conversation is the same way that Purdy's not in the top 10 conversation.
So motherfuckers just hating.
Right,
motherfuckers just hate.
Well, a victim of circumstance. Like, that's just what it is. Now, Dak's not there because he's had more years than Purdy, and he's, at least in his last season, hasn't taken a stride forward, hasn't shown improvement, and turns the ball over a lot. So he's in a different category because he's just had more time out there. Purdy really hasn't put together a full season, a full 17-game season worth of film. And I think once he has another, like if he has another good year this year, then of course you have to start to, you know, move him on the rankings. But right now it is a little too early to crown his ass, you know. But hey, who knows? If Brocklin goes out there and freaking has a great season, we might be talking. You might see the conversation. You might see people put him in their top 10.
No, because people are always going to hate. It's always going to – it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. And I'll give you an example. Like, it's like Jimmy G. Motherfucker made it to the Super Bowl. Motherfuckers still don't give a fuck about Jimmy G. All right. Derek Carr never took the Raiders past a playoff game. As a matter of fact, he was injured when they made the playoffs, so he didn't even play in the playoffs. And whenever they traded him away, you know, whatever they did with Derek Carr and brought in Jimmy G, they're like, oh, we just got a fucking more handsome fucking Derek Carr. And that man helped take them to the Super Bowl. Like, it was pretty evident that when Jimmy G wasn't on the field or under center, that the Niners were losing. And then that system, and I've gone over this before, where we had fucking Nick Mullins out there or CJ Beathard, well, we weren't winning fucking games. So the Niners were garbage for quite a bit of time. I mean, and, you know, for a couple of years with Shanahan. So that's what I'm saying. I think people, I get that there's not much film on Brock Purdy. I get that. And I was, you know, that was one thing I was a little worried about. Like, oh, maybe he's going to have a, you know, you see that with a lot of QBs where they light it up their rookie year and then people just figure him out. You see that with a lot of running quarterbacks, especially. But I think this might be a little bit different situation because he does. And this is what the argument that I've always had with like Lamar Jackson with people. Like with Lamar Jackson, you know, whenever he feels the play breaking down or whenever he feels a little bit of pressure, he takes off running. He doesn't usually – you don't usually see him still looking downfield like you might see Hurts or fucking Mahomes. Even Josh Allen has that habit where he'll just give up on the play and start taking off. At least these motherfuckers still look, and that's what I see with Purdy. Like, there is those instances where he just takes off when he sees a lane, but yeah, I think people just give him a little bit more credit for what he's doing. That's all I'm asking. Like, give him a little bit more credit.
Sound
I'm
like
not saying
biased opinion.
Don't put. It's not really biased. I'm just saying don't put. I would just say
no.
Like,
I wouldn't
no,
say
I
he's
don't,
trash.
I'm not saying not like 10, he's not top 10. I don't put him in the top 10, but. I do think he deserves some kind of recognition for what he's doing with the team now. Because yeah. I've seen other quarterbacks with the same fucking team or with the same kind of weapons, and they just don't produce. So just like the whole Jimmy G situation, for some reason he wasn't the greatest quarterback, but he knew how to fucking win. So, yeah. Fuck y'all hating ass motherfuckers. Hating. Anyways, staying on the Niners, I did notice that the Niners are clearing up cap space. Right now they have like $41 million in cap space. And the question is, what are they clearing that up for? Are they going to make a trade somewhere before the deadline? Are they looking to maybe extend fucking Brandon Ayuk because he's a fucking monster on the field? Maybe give Fred Warner some money? So, if the 49ers were going to make a move, who do you think they might bring in? Or what do you think they might do with that?
I mean, I don't think they're necessarily making a move. I feel like it's more so money to pay people. I don't really see who they would be bringing in as far as who's available and stuff like that. Maybe they're just preparing prematurely. Maybe they just know the injury bug is going to strike at some point and they're going to need some people, some bodies. But
hey, I was a little worried, like, because, like, preseason time, like, we dealt with the injuries last year with the QBs. And then during preseason, all of a sudden the Niners got injuries in their fucking kickers. Like, there was a point we had, like, 3 or 4 kickers on the roster.
Yeah.
Before the final cut or whatever. I was like, God damn. It was like the last preseason game. Jake Moody was out, and he had, like, barely made a kick during every game in the preseason, but he was banging him in practice. And I was like, ah, shit, this is one of those dudes. And then the other backup kicker was fucking somehow injured his fucking calf right before the game. So they're like, all right, well, maybe we should get another kicker. But they wanted to, since they spent a fucking draft pick on a motherfucking kicker. But yeah, I think they're might be either looking towards the future, towards replacing Trent Williams, which, as good as he is on the line, offensive line, he's getting to that point where he's gonna be retiring soon. Because I know even after their exit last year from the NFC Championship game, Trent Williams wasn't sure if he was going to be coming back. So I think that's what they might be doing. Or, like I said, Brandon Ayuk's contract is coming to an end soon. And, yeah, going to have to pay Fred Warner something because I would hate to break up that defense. I know it's going to happen. It happens to every fucking team, but eventually. But, yeah. That shit's wild.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I know the big players that, I mean, of course, I would like to have seen traded Jonathan Taylor. Mike Evans was being tossed around. I still feel like there's Mike Evans could be moved before the trade deadline. Like, there's big players that I plan on, that I hope to see move. And I mean, Kareem Hunt's still unemployed. Like, that shit doesn't even make any damn sense to me. But
yeah, that is wild.
Yeah, aside from those big names, I mean, everybody else, I don't give a fuck about. It's fucking fantasy relevant motherfuckers. Like, who is going to go out there and get Jonathan Taylor? Is he going to go to Miami? Why does Miami come up every single time there's a rumor of any player, any the receiver? Oh, Miami, Mike Evans. Now, I do remember them saying Mike Evans to the Jets, but now that you have Zach Wilson, like, are you really trying to get Mike Evans? I mean, I feel like that's kind of a waste. It's kind of a waste at that point. Like, you know, Zach Wilson don't know what the fuck he's doing behind center.
I'm glad you brought up the Jets. I'm so glad you brought them up. Because that leads me into my next topic. So after Aaron Rodgers went down, of course, people were bringing up, they were showing pictures of Tom Brady in a Jets uniform and everyone. And we talked about this last pod where you're like, oh, you know, there's, you know, Drew Brees, fucking Phillip Rivers, Big Ben. The one quarterback that's out there still trying to get back in the NFL's good graces, Colin Kaepernick. This motherfucker just saying, I like it.
The motherfucker like 45.
Like, it got to the point where I had the comment on the video that he posted where he was like, yo, I'm ready. I'm ready. 32 teams out there. I'm ready. I'm ready. And I'm like, motherfucker, you look, you had your chance like Cam Newton had his chance to come back.
Right. Like, start a pod. And
you didn't impress anybody. Right. And not to mention, like, that shit had to get rescheduled because some dumb bullshit that he was, you know, I don't know what was going on at Cap's end, but it was wild to see that shit because I was like, damn, this motherfucker, just go to the XFL already.
Right.
Like, right. You reach a point where, dude, either go to the XFL or go to Canada because it's obvious that you kind of.
And I mean, are we going to act like there's not an age to this shit? Like, it's
right.
You know, like, there's a window. And when you're not getting any type of NFL action, like any or football in general, you know, if you're getting nothing, like you want to go from the couch to the field and you ain't been on a field in what, 4 or 5 years? And you're just going to somehow turn this shit on? Like, we've seen what happened with Deshaun Watson. Like, that man missed what, a year?
3 years. No, 2 years. 2 years.
And then, of course, there's the rare instances like Mike Vick where, you know, he misses time, he comes back, and he's great.
And he's a pocket passer.
Right. Like, that's a very, very rare example of what the best, absolute best case scenario could be. But he's even beyond Mike Vick's window. Like, he's,
well, that's the thing, is that was actually kind of, that kind of brings up the point of that I had with QBs that have a good rookie year or good first year starting in the league, and, you know, they have success, and then they come in this second year and people are like, yo, we kind of know your shit, you're a one trick pony,
you know,
and if you don't have the weapons or you don't have that arsenal to do other shit other than take off and run.
Right.
His accuracy was shit. He can launch the ball, but you didn't know where that motherfucker was going. It was like throwing in the wind. You didn't know where that motherfucker was going. So maybe if he was successful.
Yeah. And if he didn't blow his knee out twice, like, he didn't have the same speed he had when he took over. Like, those injuries do add up. And then now, you know, you figure this motherfucker's old as shit. And he's not like old like Rodgers old, where he's on the field old, or Brady, where he's on the field old. No, this motherfucker's like on the, like, regular motherfucker old, like on a couch watching football.
It looks like he's stayed in shape this whole time. But it's not football shape.
Not at all.
Maybe he has the pro trainers or whatever, this and that. But I'm even seeing that with – you saw that against when the Niners played Pittsburgh this in week one, where Bosa, he missed all of training camp and you know, he didn't start training with the team until a few days before we had to go to Pittsburgh.
Right.
So you saw him kind of, he was getting gassed a little bit early.
Yeah.
I think he even got pancaked by a rookie tight end too.
Yeah.
Which I think is funny when you see you see videos like, oh, Nick Bosa got pancaked by this guy. He like ain't shit. Bitch. I'm like, yeah, wait till he gets into fucking football shape.
Right.
But Kaepernick wasn't like he, after that first year success where they, you know, went to the Super Bowl and all that shit, it was it, man. That was it. He was garbage. And when you think about it, it's been more than 4 years because that was back in the Jim Harbaugh era.
Yeah.
And.
Right. Because yeah, he played during, Oregon's coach that took over for a while, Skip. What was his name? The one that Chip Davis or Chip
Kelly.
Chip Kelly, that's his fucking name.
Oh, that was
Oregon coach. Terrible. He was there for that shit. He's the one that benched him. But I do feel like RG3 explained it good. He said technically RG3 feels like he can still play. And technically he is still in football shape, and I'm pretty sure he could go out there and he could play for a team. But he even said mid-season, for you to go out and sign somebody, that person becomes a distraction. Not only because they just showed up in the locker room in the middle of the year, but they don't know the playbook. Like, now you got to learn a whole new offensive system. This ain't flag football. Like, you're not going in there running 3-4 plays. This is, like, legit. You got to learn a whole new scheme, and somehow you got to do this during the year, all while winning games. And on top of that, answering all kinds of weird-ass questions, because you know he's going to get a whole rack of weird questions. What the fuck were you doing all this time? Oh, well, you know, I was out here bitching about everything going on in the world, not really doing shit about it, just bitching about it, because that's what the fuck I do. But
yeah, pretty much just stirring that pot.
I mean, he's fucking old, and, you know, with old quarterbacks and old players – come old tendons and old bones. And
next thing you know, you're fucking making your debut with a team on like Sunday or Monday Night Football, and you only play like 45 seconds.
Yep.
And then from there, motherfuckers are making memes and videos on IG and fucking Twitter talking about, this is highlights of Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And they show you running out the tunnel. Like, your highlights cannot be running out the tunnel.
But sitting on the floor. Those are the two highlights. You sitting on the floor, shit. Running on the tunnel.
Cap is just, oh, man. Like, he's got to let it either let it go, let go of the NFL dream, or... Motherfucker, like, you need to either go to the XFL or the Canada League and try to Kurt Warner that shit.
Right. And then get somebody back goes, in the league.
Oh, shit.
Right.
This motherfucker actually has game. He switched up his game.
Right.
But it's very rare, like you said earlier, where you got a QB who comes out and, you know, he's a mobile quarterback. And then comes back a totally different player,
right?
At, you know, like Mike Vick did, and I just don't see that with fucking Cap.
Yeah, I don't see it either.
I don't see it, but I think he's got to prove himself to other teams in a different organization.
Yeah, I just don't think he really wants to play. Right. It's all just talk and publicity, but he really, in all reality, he doesn't want to play. Like,
yeah, I think so too. He's That's not really why,
trying to play. He just wants clout and relevancy.
A few years ago when he had, you know, a few teams had agreed to watch him work out. You know, a few teams gave him that chance. And everyone was like, dude, like, you're going to end up blowing your motherfucking legs out.
Yeah.
Because you're just not that dude. Like, and, you know, maybe. And even back then when he did have success, the Niners defense was pretty fucking good.
Yeah. But you know what, though? Because I feel like you always got to find a way to talk about the Niners.
Oh, I mean, he was on the Niners.
I know, but it always makes its way to the Niners. But what I did want to mention, because I, you know, I mentioned old tendons and all that, and people don't know about the new mics that we got that we debuted week one.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You remember that? So we have the players mic'd up, and we also have their tendons mic'd up.
Oh God!
And so you're only gonna hear it here. But Aaron Rodgers, his Achilles was mic'd up.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers' Achilles was mic'd up. I don't know if you can see it. Everybody was saying, you know, oh, when you look at his leg and you see this pop out, that was the mic. Fucking doctors trying to figure this shit out. It wasn't the muscle. It was a mic. That's our mic. He was mic'd up. And anyways, this is what the mic picked up. The Achilles mic when he unfortunately tore his Achilles. I don't even know why I kept tearing.
Twice. Oh shit. That shit sound dry as a motherfucker too. Why is shit so dry?
Right, why the fuck are your tendons so old? Like, fucking nourish yourself. Now, you know the shit that gets me about Aaron Rodgers is, why am I watching Thursday Night Football and they gotta show this motherfucker tweeting from the operating bed? Like, surgery went well. Like, I don't give a motherfucker. They don't show anybody else's tweet. Surgery tweets on primetime football.
I mean, it started with the whole DeMar Hamlin thing, you know? Like, when you gotta get some surgery, and it's still, you know, you're still in football season. Yeah, you get, you know.
Right, he didn't even do the little heart, the DeMar
heart.
The football
part is one of those tears was during surgery. That's the crazy part. That shit kept tearing. He got out like, oh yeah, that's great now. It's good now.
That's in the tent because he wanted it dark in there. And motherfucker, there's lights for a reason. Like, this ain't the fucking dark room time right now. We need to see what the fuck we're doing. And so anyways, fucking Aaron Rodgers. I'm just saying, these are new mics. It's a new technology. We're trying this out. We're the only show, the only show you're gonna hear that has these mics. Because everyone has a pod, you know, Cam Newton, who knows, Kaepernick's pod's probably coming soon. But they don't have these mics. So just keep that in mind as people get injured, Their tendons are also mic'd up.
So after the Monday night game, I guess it came out Tuesday that's the earliest I saw it. Bill's owner decides to show his racist side, which I think we talked about this last year. After the commies fucking sold their franchise, about how, you know, what was his name? Snyder? Yeah, whatever.
It was
franchise. Yep. That he was probably just laughing it up. Like, all right, now that I'm out of the picture, everyone else is going to see that I'm not the only asshole owner in the league. So, yeah, it came out. Apparently, he said some racist shit. Ooh. And he was pretty much in the messages or whatever, was targeting black players and black players only. Said if they don't like it, then they can go back to Africa.
And I think he said he doesn't like the black keys on the piano.
Well, it's funny you say that because you can't say, oh, I think you said this. I had a mic though. So I know you guys probably, you know, that's kind of stupid. He wouldn't say some shit like that. You'd be surprised what people say when they're in the comfort of, you know, they think they're around people they can trust.
Yeah, the Donald
Little Sterling. Did they know they had a criminal amongst their fucking group. Ain't that right, intern?
Oh, that's shit. Right.
I didn't mean to call you a criminal like that, but you kind of are.
Damn.
You know, you're on work release, so. All right, anyways, here's the Bills owner. For those of you who don't know his name is Bills owner. So, here he is. And I just want to prepare you guys for this. This probably isn't something you want to listen to at work or around children.
Oh, shit.
So I am sorry for those that this might affect. Here you go.
Hate you black bastards. You stink. Hate you black skin. Hate you black pants. I hate black pepper. I hate black keys on the piano.
Oh, no.
My dog was guessing. Black. I hate Ruby Goldberg's lips. I hate the back of Forrest Whitaker's neck. Most of all, I hate that black-ass Wesley Snipes.
Whoa.
I am sorry about that.
I am shocked and appalled. This is truly, truly appalling stuff.
You sound like my second grade teacher. I am appalled right now. Do you guys know what appalled means?
I am shocked and appalled. You know, my problem with it is, why the fuck they always got to throw Jerry Jones' name in it?
Because
it was like, oh yeah,
part of that movement.
It was like he said it, but you were there, motherfucker. Why you didn't do nothing about it? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck does Jerry have to do with it? Why is Jerry became the word police?
I mean, if you look at Jerry Jones, you can't tell me you don't. Like, if you were to see Jerry Jones on, like, in a regular environment, like, you know that motherfucker looked like a racist. Like, you look at that motherfucker, he's
Jerry is not Jerry. Not that motherfucker racist. No, I do not think that when I see Jerry Jones.
I sit in a regular setting, not on TV or anything. Like, let's say you go to, like, a Dallas game. Go to the Dallas Stadium. You know, you're walking up to you see Jerry Jones on the field. And you're like, damn, that motherfucker looked racist. Like, he even looked racist back at the picture that LeBron tried to exploit him on. And that shit fucking failed for him.
But... Oh, yeah, when he was in between classes just looking.
Right, it was just, like, that shit.
Oh yeah, this was Jerry Jones in 1932.
I know, you know,
look at his ass.
You know, it's like a moot point whenever the photo is not in HD, not in color, and the motherfucker's young as shit.
Right,
Jerry Jones like 106 years old. See, like, he's the only motherfucker alive that probably did own slaves at one point.
See.
Like, that's how old that motherfucker
is. We didn't even need to, you know.
But still, the hate coming from the Bills owner is wild. The thing I don't get is, like, why do you got to single out black players, though? Like they're the only motherfuckers that are in the league. Yeah, there's a lot of black players, but there's also a lot of white players. There's fucking Samoans.
The last Samoan first-round players, first-round draft pick players.
A lot of Samoans, a lot of black, a lot of white, fucking Spanish motherfuckers in there. Like, but you just single out the black players. That shit's wild. That just goes, like...
Well, he said, he did come out in all fairness and say, none of this is true. Now, granted, of course...
Y'all motherfuckers lying.
I got no proof.
Oh, yeah.
And that's because, of course, we're the only ones that got the mics that picked it all up. You know what I'm saying? Right. The rest of it, they're just listening to Jerry. Jerry's like, I ain't heard shit. He ain't saying none of that.
Hell yeah, that's because the Bills owner got shit on Jerry, too. He's like, they're probably in the same room.
Right.
You agree.
They were in the same room.
You're in the same room.
Alleged that Jerry was in the same room. I just don't like the fact that they always got to throw Jerry. Like, you're not going to tell me that Jerry and I think there was someone else, another member of the staff, were in the room. Hopefully it's not the one that does scouting, because that motherfucker does an excellent job in Dallas. That was one of the best drafting teams in the NFL. So it can't be him. I feel like if there's one person that's allowed to be racist, it's the scouter. But Jerry, they always try to put him in there on that. I don't know if people are mad because he has the most, you know, the team of all sports that's worth the most, more than Manchester United, more than all the other teams in the world. I don't know if that is why people feel like they got to make him racist. I don't know. Maybe they feel like you, that he looks like the Emperor from Star Wars and the Emperor looks racist. Maybe motherfuckers feel like
his name Palpatine or something like that.
Yeah, maybe they feel like, yo, this motherfucker look like Palpatine, and Palpatine giving me strong racist vibes. Like them old Star Wars movies.
Oh yeah, he definitely had a problem with Samuel Jackson in that movie. I forget what Samuel Jackson name was on that movie, but he definitely had problems with him.
Windu.
And he didn't break out that lightning until he saw Samuel Jackson. He was like, ah, lightning. He was like, oh shit, where was that?
That was not
all the other characters are like, where did that come from?
Why is he only lightning that character? There's aliens out here and shit. He's not lightning any of them.
Look over, see him, like, oh, okay. This motherfucker racist. He don't give a fuck about green aliens or green gray things. You see the black guy, he's like, ah, lightning.
Lightning for your motherfucking ass. Nah.
Star Wars fans head blowing up right now, like, yo, that is not how it happened.
Right. You don't know not that. At all. There's only one person got flamed.
You were in there.
And it wasn't a green motherfucker. It was...
I bet you there was two people there that you didn't know was there. Jerry Jones and the Bills owner. Like, they're the only one, like, bring lightning on his ass. Like,
yo, no, man. See, Jerry wasn't even the one that said it. It was the other motherfucker that said it. Yeah, Bills owner. I bet we don't even know the motherfucker's name. Bills owner.
Yeah, that's his first name. Bills and last name owner. But you can't tell me, like, if Jerry Jones is in the same room as that motherfucker, that he wasn't co-signing. Like, yup, that's what I was trying to say.
You know, I've
been saying that shit for years.
I always wonder, because it's a lawsuit, supposedly, that's filed. And I always wonder, like, what's the amount? You know what I'm saying? Like, what?
An amount that they can easily pay.
Like, what? Yeah, but what? Are we in the millions? Are we in the 100 millions? Like, what are we looking for? Because if the comment that he said allegedly was, you know, that the player, if they don't like it, they can go back to Africa. Is that like $100 million statement? You know what I'm saying? Like, is that, how serious is that? Because
yeah, and how serious is it that he has a piano with just white keys? Like, how serious is that shit? Like, that shit is fucking, like, wild. The
motherfucker is moving the goalpost on this one. Maybe.
I don't know. Man.
Maybe they're not. He did say a lot on Air Mike that I feel like is $100 million. But on the regular, on the allegation, you know, the regular shit, I feel like, I don't know.
You know what I find funny?
You gonna tell me you ain't never heard something worse than that in the locker room? Guaranteed.
For real. Not the case. Just All you gotta do is fucking get in the Call of Duty lobby, and you're gonna hear shit 10 times worse. Which is why I don't understand why so many people get so offended nowadays.
Get in the Madden lobby.
You get in the fucking Madden or any video game right. lobby. Like, well, right. mostly like Call of Duty, any of these fucking first
right,
because
there's a bunch of, yeah, there's a bunch of people in there.
There's a bunch of racist ass motherfuckers on there that, you know, it's crazy how racist motherfuckers get behind that fucking, behind the sticks. It's just, it's so crazy. It's like they can hear that you're not white. Like how you sound, I can hear how you breathe.
Right.
You don't breathe like a white man. I'm like, so, oh man, you know what? Fuck you. You, so breathe, like first, a, you right. breathe like a Mexican. Like, yo, I'm. How do you know that I look Mexican? First of all, second of all, I'm not Mexican. I just look like it. All right. So
the person that filed the lawsuit definitely doesn't play online gaming of any kind. Because
none at all. But you know, there's another thing that
what that owner said on there.
There's another thing that, and I don't know if this had something to do with it too. But it was about NFL fields having to switch over to grass. So no more turf fields.
And they said that was racist too. Yeah, I saw that.
Did you see that? So that's a problem that's been having, been going on for fucking years. If you look at like the first Madden cover, like dude fucking injured, like broke his fucking leg. Because his foot got stuck in the turf. So this shit's been going on for over 30 years. And only now, since Aaron Rodgers got hurt, that all of a sudden, oh, now we're going to put in the thing so that all these teams have to get grass fields, which I don't know why they didn't do it in the first place. Like, this is a multi-billion dollar industry, and y'all can't afford real grass.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that people ignore, when they look at statistics, they ignore the fact that when the rules changed, like you used to be able to lay a motherfucker out. You used to be able to hit him high and lay him the fuck out. But then the rules, oh, you can't, players high, people started being bitches. Fucking Sharper took out Kurt Warner. I seen punters almost die on the field. And so people want to act like bitches, so they're like, now you got to hit players low. And then when they started hitting players low, that's when all of a sudden ACL started going left and right, because naturally when you get hit there often, that's just what it is. So, I don't know. I think that has something to do with it, too. And people just got to stop acting like bitches.
All right. So, we have another good week of football coming up on Sunday night. We got Dolphins against Patriots. Who do you got there?
Well, got Dolphins. I will say, you know, the last time we saw Tua in prime time, he was throwing his setup.
Now, am I reading this right? We got two Monday night games. Yeah. Saints and Panthers at 7 Eastern time, and fucking Brown Steelers at 8.
Hell yeah.
That's wild. What
They're
the fuck
like,
is that
fuck
about?
Fuck your jobs. Stay the fuck up and watch this shit.
Fuck is that about?
Yeah.
So yeah, Monday night's gonna be, the Monday night pod's gonna be on two games, which is all right. Well, yeah, I definitely got Browns taking it to the Steelers and the Saints beating the Panthers. And obviously, if Tua stays conscious,
see,
the Dolphins. Well, you think that Tua's going to get knocked out this?
When I think of Tua in prime time, I just can't get it out my can't get it out my head. And I can't get out prime, you know, running the replay back 100 times. Like, and this,
yeah, that shit.
Tua.
Well, it's not gonna be on, because it was on Amazon Prime then, so it was a Thursday night game, wasn't it?
Yep, it was a Thursday night CTE. But I mean, there's a couple on here. Which one's the lock of the week? The Chargers. I mean, I would say do that. Take your kids' tuition out and fucking put it on the Chargers, because there is no way the Titans beat the Chargers. I don't even think Tannehill is going to be the starter this whole year.
Yeah, we'll see.
Willis.
Hold on. Let me see who's. Damn, I was gonna say Texans, Colts.
My motherfucking lock right there. The fucking Chargers. Dial it up. 100%.
I don't know, because those are those games that.
Bet the farm. Bet the goats on that one. You could bet your goats on that game right there. The Chargers just fucking. Wager bet, those motherfuckers.
Bet your rent money, bet your fucking car bill, car note, your phone bill, all that right. Shit. Bet the BG&E, fucking your child support, whatever you got. Fucking don't feed your kids for a couple days, but at least you can have that money at the end of the day.
Right. You gonna make that. But yeah, you gotta pick a lock on here.
I mean, that sounds about right. I mean,
you're not
shit.
Gonna pick a
You know what? I think the lock is going to be Browns Steelers. I'm thinking Browns.
Oh, the Browns. The Steelers,
yeah,
shit.
I don't think the Steelers are going to do any damage.
All right, that's two locks. Bringing value to the listener. Y'all going ahead and lock those in. Fucking bet all your life savings, whatever the fuck you have saved up, your 401k, your fucking dividends, all that shit. Just throw it on those two games.
But yeah, until
this
next
is not
time.
Financial advice. I feel like you got to give the wager.
Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, kiss your grandma good night. Let your dog out the potty.
CTE's real and the NFL's fixed.
Peace, motherfuckers.